Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. I am the floor supervisor.
Well, she told me the other one I was talking to was a floor supervisor. So, I didn't mean to get so upset, but this is a lot of money. And for her to sit there and tell me there's nothing she can do when I have $98 and some, I mean, do you know anything of what's going on?
No,
my name is Cynthia Cunningham. Pardon me?
My name
is Cynthia Cunningham. The first girl I talked to couldn't even find me. The last one found me, and she said this was originally for a purse. I never got a purse from you guys, and I've been being charged $98 and some. I don't know how long, but this isn't the first month that it's come out. I went back 2 months, and then I called you guys because I don't check my bank statement that often.
Yes, ma'am. Not a problem. Your zip code, please.
80128.
80128.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Your first and last name again?
Cynthia Cunningham.
Thank you, Ms. Cunningham.
Sure. You don't have to call me Mrs. You can call me Cindy.
Thank you, Miss Cindy. In one moment, I'm just trying to pull up the account, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, ma'am, and I have located your account. It shows that you have exclusive access. Can you verify your email address?
grizzitiscc@gmail.com. grizzitiscc@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am. And just to make sure, because, no, I didn't find it. One more time for that zip code.
80128.
You said Cunningham?
Yes. Keith Michael? Yeah, I'm okay.
Can I have the first six and last four? That 80128 doesn't pull up a Cynthia Cunningham. Is it in your name, though?
Yeah. It's in my name, yeah. What do you want now?
The first six and then the last four.
Okay, 4342.
4342.
56.
56, and then the last four.
6057.
6057. Mm-hmm. Can you verify your shipping address?
7805 West Steen, S-T-E-N-E, Drive. And that's Littleton, Colorado, 80128. Who could hear me outside, Keith?
Oh, everybody.
Well,
we're like, oh, guys, what's going on? What the?
I'm upset.
I go, well, I was in the chat, so I got to go.
Shut up. Weirdo.
Yes, ma'am, and I have an account. It's in the name Rochelle Jewel.
Mm-mm.
Do you know who that is?
Mm-mm.
One moment.
What is it for?
What is it for, ma'am?
What is it for?
It shows that Rochelle Joel has a female watch. And it shows that it was a survey taken. So you said you don't know anybody named Rochelle Joel? R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E, last name J-O-E-L.
Oh, that's my daughter, Joelle, but she wouldn't go on mine and charge something. She doesn't even have my debit card number.
Well, she charged it.
No, she didn't. She doesn't even have my debit card, hon. She's a pharmacist. She works like 60 hours a week. She doesn't have time to be charged. She makes five times probably what you make. So she doesn't need to use my debit card to charge something. I want this canceled, whatever it is.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Anything else I can assist you with?
I want some credit because I don't have any dang watches. I don't know how long I've been being charged $98 for nothing. That's baloney.
Well, no, ma'am. We've been sending our watches to 7805 West Denon Drive.
Well,
I have.
That's where I live. Rochelle lives in another city, so she's not getting my watches.
No, I'm saying she sent it to your address, so all of our watches has been going to your address.
She doesn't have my card. She couldn't have sent it to my address.
Yes, that's what
someone
I
else did,
numbers.
But it wasn't my daughter.
Okay, well, we still send our watches there, though. So every month we've been sending a watch there.
Well, I'd like to know where they are then.
Yes, ma'am. One moment.
Because I don't have any darn watches. I want credit at least for this latest charge, and then I'll talk to the bank if they can do anything about the others. Because, like I said, I'm on disability. I don't have money to be buying watches for someone, and I'm not even getting anything out of it. Keith, have you seen any watches come in the mail?
No.
That's my nephew. He brings in my mail every day. I'm disabled.
Nothing like that.
Where are they? Did you give them to some girl? Huh? Did you give them to some girl? Keith?
Yeah. You know me. That's Nova.
Well, it would have been if I wouldn't have got tied up into this nonsense.
Well, you're good.
No, I'm not. I'm getting mad at people, and I don't like to get mad at people.
I know, especially on a holiday. Oh, shoot.
The second break, he's like, excuse me?
You don't want these people going all out all over the place for no good reason.
I know.
All right. All right, you're doing good.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm still here. One moment, please.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I hate doing this stuff. You know that, Keith. I don't have the energy for it anymore. I'm about ready to start crying. Shut.
He's a bomb.
Thank you. I love you too.
Yes, ma'am. So I have different tracking numbers. I have a couple of different tracking numbers showing that we sent those watches to that resident, 7805. So if you're saying, I just want you to know that we take credit card fraud very seriously here, ma'am. So we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure you do not recall authorizing that shipping and handling of 727, which started this trial.
What would I have gotten every month?
A female watch, and it shows that a survey was taken as well.
August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April. Then I should have 9 watches. I don't have 9 watches.
Let's see. It's supposed to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's only supposed to be 7.
Well, I don't have 7 watches either.
Okay, well, I have 7 different tracking numbers, so we will be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address. This order is too high, so we're going to go ahead and give it to the police department along with the IP address. We're going to be contacting the USPS Postal Inspector as well for the investigation as well. So that's why I was saying that we do have those tracking numbers.
Well, that's good. Why don't you give me those tracking numbers, too?
Yes, ma'am. Just let me know when you're ready.
Or why don't you email them to me?
I can't email
them. Can
you
do that, please?
No, I can give them to you now, though.
Why can't you email them?
Because we can't customize an order to send you an email with all those tracking numbers.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. One moment. Let me get you the tracking number.
What do you mean? Am I right? Want to proceed? What do I have to hide? Nothing.
Okay, so the first one here is the first one, 9400.
Hold on 1 sec, I'm sorry. 9400.
111-899.
Okay.
Let me start all over because I think I gave you too many nines. It's 9400-1-1-1-8-9-9-2-2-0-2-7-1-5-6-3-2-6-6.
Okay.
You ready for your next one?
Mm-hmm.
9400-1-1-1-8-9-9-2-2-0-8-9-9-2-2-0-0-9-3-2-0-0-9. I'm gonna start all over.
Okay.
9400.
Mm-hmm.
1-1-1-1-1-1.
Okay.
8-9-9-2.
Okay.
2009.
Okay.
3300-490.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Here's the next one.
Okay.
9900-1902-1057-9700-2269-72. I'm going to repeat that again.
Okay, or I'll repeat it back. 9200-1902-1057 or 5957 9700-226972.
Yes, ma'am. You ready for your next one?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be 9200-1902.
Okay.
1057.
Okay.
9700-516561.
Okay.
Your next one is 9200.
Hold on 1 sec. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
9200.
Mm-hmm.
1902. 1057. 9700. 8289. 54.
8289. 54. Is that correct?
I'm gonna start all over. 9200.
Mhm.
1902. 1057. 9700. 8289.
Okay.
54.
All right. Should be one more, I think. Right?
Yes, that's one. That one is got shipped out yesterday, so you'll have a tracking number for it in 2 days. Are you
Hello?
There? Yes.
So, yeah.
That one got shipped out yesterday, so you'll have a tracking number for that one as well in 2 days.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You can go ahead and look them up. They're all going to go back to your address. Every single one, somebody's going to
Well, I'm not doubting you, but I'm just telling you, I don't have any watches. So cancel this going forward, and we'll see what comes out of this.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Jasmine.
Jasmine, thank you. And I don't mean to get pissy, but it's really frustrating for me when things like this happen. And the first girl couldn't find me at all. The second girl, it took her a while. She finally found me. And then you go in there and you find me. You know,
took
but it's hard when you're doing... Pardon me?
Took some time to find you because it was in your daughter's name.
They had the address.
Yes, we have your address. We actually have your email address as well. Everything matches going back. So we even sent emails as well.
If you knew how many emails I have, that's funny. Okay. Thank you, Jasmine.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
And trust me, my daughter didn't get any watches. I'm not making this up.
No, I'm not saying,
she
but
doesn't...
I'm not, because it's in your
well,
name, but it's going to your address and your email address.
I understand that. Okay.
Yes, ma'am, is there
Thank
anything
you.
Else I can assist you with?
Not today.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Thank you. Bye-bye.